I wanted to go reform, to be honest. But since that bloke said, and he's only saying what we all think, shoot them when they're coming off the boats.
Ooh, I'm not thinking that. Are you thinking that?
Oh, you're a woke.
This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Strange Times.
Who wants to do the intro?
Well, it'll be a bite of groove.
What?
Sorry. To strangetimeshow.com.
Is that it? Fuck yeah, no.
Why
not?
Right.
There you go. Man like Don Risk said it all. This is StrangeTimeshow.com.
Pay peanuts, get monkeys.
What? Pay peanuts, get monkeys, yeah. So racist. Yeah. He's goddamn right, though. That's what the show is. We're here to tackle the stupid so you don't have to. Well, that's the theory. It normally turns into a load of rambling old bollocks, really.
Yeah, bunch of turgid shit, usually.
Turgid. We like being turgid, don't we, Dom? Hello, Dom?
Sorry, I was just coughing. Say again.
Edit point. I forgot what I was saying now. Oh, yeah, we like being turgid, don't we, Dom?
Oh, turgid's good. Only a word, but it's a lifetime of happiness.
Yeah, it could be a type of car, couldn't it? The Renault Turgid. There you go.
I think there's already one of those.
Probably. I got confused because we did the intro in a minute. I got confused because I saw this car and it had a horse logo on the back, and I thought that only Ferraris did that, but apparently the British version of the Ford Mustang has got a horsey logo on the back. It looks quite nice, actually, that car.
A Mustang is a horse. That's probably why.
Yeah, it's also a guitar. It's also a really nice guitar.
No, you're thinking of Gibson Les Paul.
I never think of Gibson Les Pauls. I don't like Gibsons. I know.
They're like greedy.
Shocking. No, I never really got on with Gibsons. I don't really like them that much. It's just not my jam.
My first guitar was a Les Paul copy. A really, really, really bad one. Buzzing frets and the fretwork was horrific. I only had it for about a couple of months, and I said, no, I'm trading this in. This is fucking rubbish. I can't. thanks for the birthday, but Mum, I appreciate that, but this, it's not, I think it's, it looks like a guitar, and technically it should be one, but no, it's, it doesn't work, so I can get rid of it.
Oh, dear.
Never stayed in tune.
Yeah. I think my first one wasn't even a Stratocaster copy, it was a Squire copy, it was that bad.
Squire do some nice guitars though. My jazz master baritone's a Squire, and that's lovely tone as well. Kat, have you ever played baritone at all?
No, I haven't actually.
Okay. What's with these?
Actually, Squire's got a- talking about fucking guitars. Welcome to the guitar cast. It's everything about guitars, pedals, and other bits of shit like that.
I could do that. I could do that.
Going on next week, Epiphone.
Epileptic, more like. Sorry? Yeah, sorry.
Was it the Parallel Universe series they've got where they go, fuck, we can't think of anything to do. So let's just get a bit of this guitar that Fender used to make, and a bit of this guitar Fender used to make. Ooh. And we'll stick them together and we'll fucking sell it.
Oh dear.
Block neck Fenders I've had for the last 70 years, but we won't bother. Fix the keel. Just leave that square. Yep,
Oh, blimey.
That'll do. Things together? Who were misses? What happened? Who fell off the call? Whose fault's that?
No one did. Although your audio is a little bit shaky. Have you not been paying the water bill or something?
No, I'm putting more coal in my phone.
Oh,
you I'm not exactly close to the fucking Wi-Fi now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
I've got a Wi-Fi extender in one of the boxes in my garage. And when I find it, I will then plug it in closer to Studio C. Oh.
Can't be useful. Thanks, Will.
Yeah. All right, so I'll start. So how was your lovely weeks, you two living in the storyless fucking state?
Yeah. We've been celebrating those fucking Tory cunts being booted out. I have reservations about Mr. Starmer, Sir Starmer, whatever, but yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. At least it's not the Tories anymore.
It won't be as bad.
It
won't be good.
Yeah.
It won't be as bad.
Well, I mean, like, the thing is, we'll get this term, maybe another term, but then it will go back to Tories for another fucking 10 years or so. Seems to be
They need another chance. They've changed their ways.
Yeah. Not really a breeding ground for cesspity fucking racist cunts at all. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It's always been like someone will get in, they'll have a first term where they can't do anything because the last lot fucks it up so much. And then they'll have a second term, and they still don't do anything. And then they're voted out, and then the next people come in. And it's always been the way. It's always been like just A, B. But yeah. I've got a feeling because of Reform and Green parties and the disproportionate amount of share votes to seats, I have a feeling there'll be another referendum for a, what do you call it, alternate voted, first past, whatever it is, and it'll pass this time. So that could well change next time.
That sounds a bit technical.
Yeah, because you don't have preferential voting, do you? Yours is first past the post.
Yeah.
So that's why I've seen some stuff a few years ago about, it will be 2 years ago now, I think, about people that were just really had the shits with that because it was fucked and it's not democratic. It doesn't let people say, well, I really like this one, but I don't think they'll win, so I better just pick the lesser of two evils and I'll see if it doesn't screw me in the ass fucking again. So, yeah. Let them pick whichever one they want and then put the one that's likely to win after that. So, yeah.
Well, part of, I mean, the other way to do it is to change all the, the constituencies so they've all got the same number of people in now. Obviously, some are going to be much larger than others, but they are now. So, yeah, one, most of Scotland, all the Highlands are going to be one, but then you're going to have, I don't know, 20 in Greater Manchester.
Yeah.
That seems the most reasonable way.
Yeah, well, if anything's better, needs some sort of change, I think. So, yeah, good old fingers crossed and hope things fucking turn out better than the lunatics that have been fucking running the asylum. But you're right about the, what's it called, where they just run things into the dirt. I think it was some right-wing idea. Because, like, I think in the US, the economy was doing really well under Clinton when he'd finished, sexually assaulting people in the... maybe not sexually assaulting, but... So Bush came in and let's just run this fucking economy into the ground. They spent like fucking lunatics, didn't really buy anything, and then when they're doing that, the deficit never matters. No one says a peep about it. It's just all quiet. The press is like, we can't say anything about this. The other side gets in. Oh, what are you going to do? Quick, the budget deficit. We have to make some cuts. Probably to the poor, the people who have no money. But big corporations, no. They've been working very hard to get this economy going, so we can't take 0.1% off them because they pay us. I mean, they earn a lot of money, and they'll kill us. So the same thing happened here. I think when the global financial crisis happened, the Labor government went, we'll spend so we can not go into recession. That worked. The $230 billion deficit. And the fucking Tories scream their heads off. Oh, they've ruined the economy. They've ruined the country. They get in charge and go, right, $230 billion. Let's make it a trillion. And they wound that out to about $870 billion before COVID turned up. And they went, oh, well, look, COVID's caused all this fucking debt. We couldn't do anything. And yeah, it's not our fault. And then Labor gets in. Oh, fucking Labor, look at the deficit. Look at what they've done. It was you. Shh, be quiet. Be very quiet. Fucking hell. It just repeats. So, yeah, you're probably right about that.
It's lads.
Yeah. Hi.
Well, I am. It's going to be sensible, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh. Right, we won't talk about France then and the far right getting in.
oh, shit. Yeah, yeah, let's talk about something really cheery. Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, Nazis on the rise. Yes, yes, so politic, tick, tick, bang.
And not just in Israel.
Oh, what?
And not just in Israel.
So anyway. Yeah, other than us laughing at the gammons getting fisted,
well, there's your part of fisted, yeah. gammons
getting fisted. I got some new ink today, actually.
Oh, you bought a book?
Oh yeah,
so a book? No, a couple of new tattoos. Yeah, I'm continuing my work on my right arm. yeah, that's right. No. No, I'm doing sort of like a... Because I was going to go for a sleeve, but then I thought, no, every cunt's got one of those. So I'm having a sleeve, but it's kind of like a patchwork one. Every time I think of a different design or something, I just have it just put somewhere, and it's going to build up a sleeve like that, rather than having one big design that just goes down the old fucking arm. Yeah. It's quite cool. I've got to think it's something as cool as you getting old Frank Sidebottom, though, eh, Dom? That's possibly one of the coolest tattoos ever.
I was very pleased with it. I've never seen a better one. And that was the intention of moving into a sleeve, but I've never really done anything with it. So maybe one day.
Maybe tomorrow. That has pretty much been my week. Oh, no, I did spend some money... and I got
did
some.
Did you play the jingle? Did you play the jingle?
Yeah. Well,
were you right?
Bet it's got your name on it.
Oh, well, fuck that then.
Yeah, absolutely. And no, I bought there's this website called Samples from Mars, and there's this one bit of it where you can where you can get lots of drum samples. So I've got complete set of libraries, like drum samples of a really old classic drum machines. So I'm going to start doing some banging beats soon, innit, bruv?
Ah, sweet. You better roll an 808.
Yeah. It's got 808, 909, Linn drums, Oberheim DMX, the one they used on Blue Monday. And yeah. Oh, I just thought of something. There's a bit that we could do now and then edit it back into the bit when we were talking about politics. Because I found this fucking excellent clip of this. I'll just play it. It was recorded very recently. This is fucking classic.
I wanted to go reform, to be honest. But since that bloke said, and he's only saying what we all think, shoot them when they're coming off the boats.
Ooh. I'm not thinking that. Are you thinking that?
Oh, you're a woke.
Oh, you're a woke. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm not too fan of murdering people. Does that make me woke? Fucking reform. There you go.
Okay, right,
Matthew. Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, oh, funny. You're a woke. Yeah, and you're a fat cunt. They all...
The cover all the phrase.
Yeah.
I love that. Right. It's like just fucking zero thought. Woke, what's the other one? Fucking... I can't remember.
Wank.
That's probably it. Wank.
Wank.
Oh,
you're a wank.
Yeah, let's own that, eh? Hey, fucking hell. Yeah. So what are you two miserable bastards been up to then?
We've had the plague run through our house, so my wife had COVID. So that
again?
Was fun. Yeah. It's just collecting. nearly got the whole set. My daughter's sick too because she works in a childcare centre and children are just little disease pits.
Charles child like, oh. kids centres or schools. It's just like a fucking Petri dish of feathered germs.
Yeah. Oh, no. You pick one up and just like cough straight into your eye. Oh, well, I'm probably going to die. So that's nice. Yeah.
We'll come back with AIDS. So
he's been... Yeah. I get that twice. I've been fine until about the last day, and I started getting sick, so I've been loading myself up with there's these tablets here called Armour Force, which I'm sure everyone else as well. It's like anti get sick pill. Like, as soon as you start feeling you're getting a cold, just ram them in.
Magic beans.
What?
Magic beans are they? I can save some of them.
Yeah, I've got magic beans at home. I've got two of them in my pants.
Filthy pervert.
Yeah. But they're the best kind of perverts. What? The filthy ones.
The filthy ones. Yeah, you don't want those clean perverts, do you?
No. I saw a couple of those in the park the other day. Clean perverts. Gatsby badges.
And what did you do to them then?
No, as I said, they got gaslight badges.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
I've seen more servers than you have.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. Did you say you've seen more turds?
Oh, weirdo.
Well.
Hello, how are you today?
Oh, yeah. Fucking hell, you are coughing like a bad boy there, aren't you, Kat?
Well, no.
You see, there you go, listeners. There's the dedication that you have of man like Kat Sarans. So please do go to our Patreon site at
penisland.com. Send in thousands of pounds.
Yeah, thousands. Fucking thousands. Whatever we could do with thousands.
Yeah, although, not dollars either. None of that bullshit Australian dollars.
Oh, yeah, fuck that shit. Yeah. I had an idea.
No dollary dues.
I had an idea.
Yeah, died of loneliness.
It probably did actually. I thought of doing a special.
Assaulted, knowing your idea.
Fucking hell! Doing an episode and putting it out on a flexi disc.
Oh, that'd be useful.
That's a good idea.
That'd be quite funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
For four people.
I've got a flexi. Oh, did you say disc?
Yeah.
So, Dom, tell me about these perverts you've seen.
Oh, they're the best. No, it's a private thing. And a Wellington boot filled with jelly.
You use a Wellington boot filled with jelly? I use a bit of old toilet roll with warmed-up liver in it.
Oh, interesting.
What do you use, Kat?
I had a gutted rabbit. I didn't use that though.
A gutted rabbit.
Was it eviscerated?
And by the time I'd finished, I had a fucking arsehole like a gutted rabbit. Yeah. Oh dear. That's a bit wrong.
I had a massive rather part warden the other day.
Oh, right. Ooh. Now this sounds like we need a massive row with park warden music.
No, it's brief. It's just one of those things. It's fucking having a debate while I sat on a bench, and he was like going on, right, quick game of fuck, marry, kill, and I'm saying, why does it have to be in that order? You know, that sort of thing.
Because you usually kill them first, don't you?
No, I marry them. I'm a good boy.
Oh. All right, kill, marry, fuck, or I don't know. It's
marry, kill.
Yeah, well, we all know what his normal chat-up line's like.
You know, I'm really wired. What do you say I take you home and eat your pussy?
Yeah. Four.
What episode of Doctor Who was that?
Yeah, it is actually the voice of that guy, James, what's the thingy? John Barrowman. K-9, did you say?
James O'Brien.
Oh, James O'Brien. No, that's the LBC presenter, you grand oaf.
Who's John Bowman, is that?
Yeah, John Bowman. God, I'm losing my voice. That's no good. for what is supposed to be a comedy podcast.
For Mankind. Does that count?
I always thought it was Ryan Reynolds. It sounded like that to me.
Ryan Reynolds. Oh, God. Yeah. So, yeah, football happens. The old kicky ball.
What are you talking about? Football? What are you talking about?
Football, crazy. So, apparently, we're through to the semis. Fanar. Fucking penalties again, though. Bloody typical England story. Nail-biting penalties, what have you. It's the first match.
Go on. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was only talking about football, which I know nothing about. So, yeah. you go.
You know, when you're on social media, you see those things about masterclasses for, like, there's some guy, the DJ something, Dead Mouse or whatever.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I saw one of this guy, and he's pretending to be Gareth Southgate doing a masterclass. And he's saying, oh, what I like to do is, I like to, with the normal formation, is I get all of the players and I put them all down at the back. So it's like a 9-1. And I have Harry Kane sort of running around by himself until he forgets what he's supposed to be doing. And that was his masterclass of how he coaches England.
Right, okay.
It was kind of somewhat delayed. One of the last games. In fact, they couldn't kick the ball forward. Every pass was sideways, and no attacking whatsoever. It was fucking boring.
I saw talking about sport, but not fucking football. I was watching this. I don't know why they pop up on my TikTok because I'm not particularly into it. But I keep on getting their UFC fights, and there's this awful one where this guy was like kicked someone in the leg, but when he did it, his like leg snaps in half. It's like, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Is that Anderson Silva?
I don't know. Probably Long John Silver, but I can.
Yeah.
I saw.
Dom, how was your lovely week?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah, Dom, speak.
Hello. Okay. My lovely week. I've had a week off. I've had a week off work.
You lazy cunt.
Well, I realise it's fucking July, and I've not actually had any holidays this year, so I better take them, otherwise I'll fucking lose them.
You've been to Egypt about 5 times this year. What are you fucking talking about?
I've not been abroad this year. I think that was last year.
You've been to Egypt this year.
I have, but I think it was before the holiday. That's right, the holiday year runs April. Oh, actually, it's not that fucking bad then. It's April to May is the holiday.
Bloody Tory bastard, haven't I?
Yeah. So I've been doing my garden. So I finally finished my front garden. It was fucking mint. Well impressed with myself.
I feel.
Nope. Oh.
Well, lady.
Hey.
No.
Garden.
Oh, uphill. No, lady garden. Yeah, it's finished and it's looking mint. Sorry, you broke up.
Did the lady garden need a bit of a trim?
There's no bushes up lady garden anymore.
You're going to give it a good stuffing going in the rear. Oh, God, are we really doing this? Go on. I know it's strangetimeshow.com, but we can do better than that. Oh, no, probably not, to be honest.
Well, history proves that we can't.
Sorry, what'd you call me?
Cunt.
Oh, yeah. Well, some things never change, do they? Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, Tom's lady garden does.
Yes. Weird, really weird name for a hamster, though.
Yeah, I know.
What was I going to say?
Supposed to have prolapse anxious? Anyway, David, did you tell us about your lovely week? Or did you just fucking skirt around your park
fistings and
hanging
out with perverts? Well, I bloody mentioned it earlier, didn't I?
I did a bit of that,
got some new wink.
That's right, yeah.
I watched that Mad Max film, Furiosa.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. They tried to recreate an effect that they used on the first... Well, at least the first film. I'm not sure about the second one. Possibly the first two. But like the original two, when there's a few bits where they sped up the action and her stuff. And yeah, and they tried to recreate that, but they kind of did it in a weird digital way, and doesn't really work on a like a modern filmed film, if you see what I mean. But it was a good film though. Okay. It was nice. Oh, I can't remember the actor's name. The woman who plays Furiosa. I think she's in a film called The Menu. Really big, bewitching eyes. oh, Christ, what's her bloody name? Come on, Google.
I've seen The Queen's Gambit.
Anna Taylor-Joy.
Yes, she's fantastic. Chris Hemsworth with some really weird sort of like face prosthetic stuff on. It was good. It was all right. Did I tell you I got one of those hacked Amazon Fire TV sticks, and I got like this IPTV thing on it now. So a friend of mine's got this, and he says that you can now watch all of the movies and everything and shit. So,
That's pretty good. Where did he find that?
He might have found some software on a BitTorrent site and sideloaded it onto a Amazon Fire TV stick. Just happened to find a download for an app called TV App, which gateways into Sky. Apparently, I mean, I've not seen it myself because, as you know, I've been blind since birth and I can't speak. I mean, it's a struggle that I have to, you know, deal with every day. Not having the ability to speak.
I've not had any arms for at least 100 years.
Yeah.
Arms at all. So wiping my ass is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, but you did that stupid, death spin sport, didn't you, where you get in Wellington boots and, like, you glue yourself to, a spinning platform. And you rotate so fast, but you did it fast.
I used to combine harvest because I'm not fucking around with fucking spinning platforms.
But that's why your fucking arms came off, wasn't it? I mean, you know.
But was it both your arms that come off or just one?
No, both of them. I mentioned that they came off at birth, but anyway.
Oh, weird. It's both my arms. Both my arms and my left pectoral came off at the same time.
Pectoral?
Just the left pectoral.
I didn't know you kept budgies.
Yeah, I keep everything, mate. Budgies, rats, mice, small French children. I keep them all. I keep them in a big box.
Big box? A big box. Yeah, I've got several big boxes in my zoo because I've actually, you know, I've got a zoo with animals in.
You say you've got a zoo. It's got one dog in it. It's a shit zoo.
Yeah, no, that's a cross between a bulldog and a I can't remember that joke now. I'm too stoned. Bloody hell, someone editing a good joke there. And in the last 492 episodes, please. and tension is mounting, as they say, for the 500th episode. We've had a few submissions. Ladies and genitals, if you want to send us any audio in tribute or just fucking having a go, really, not bothered.
Yeah, go to penisland.com.
Thank you. Send me your audio, preferably not in fucking M4A format, because that really gives me a wilt on.
Is it like biltong?
Yeah, it's a very, very limp meat. Yeah.
It's the same as biltong, then.
Yeah. That's what I call my mum.
What, biltong?
No, limp meat.
She's dead.
Oh, limp meat. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. You and your dead bodies. Blimey.
Still good fuck, then.
Oh, fuck, dude.
What? I get a discount because it's family.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fuck him and all.
Then, ladies and gentlemen, it's been 3 years and 2 months since I've told that joke.
Not that anyone's counting.
No. Is that in dog years?
Yeah. Oh, doggy ears.
Doggy ears. Sorry. It was a Freudian slip.
A Freudian slip. Did that come about when... Nah, that's going to be a crap joke as well. Jesus Christ. If there's any budding script writers who want to feed us some test scripts and a bit of content, then please do get in touch. Yeah.
Yeah, and also... you teach us to read as well. David's been blind, and
I'm blind and I can't speak.
Turning the pages, as I've previously mentioned, I've got no arms. So.
That's it. Well, you've got no arms, and you also can't hear, can you, Kat?
What?
I've a big
syphilis.
Oh, sorry, what's that, Tom?
Sorry, it's reminding me of a song in the ages. I've got no arms, one pectoral muscle, but I've got both hands. That's weird.
Oh, well, so
they're still stuck in your mum.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought we just steered ourselves away from the sex with dead mum. Bloody hell!
Oh, it's all right. It's not messy. I wear gloves.
Now, I've got visions of you with disembodied hands now like that. Oh, what's that computer game character? Rayman.
Are you hard?
A what?
Are you hard?
A little friend to
I am hard. Very at the moment. Actually, I've got these new gummies. Funnily enough, there's this new gummy shop, Budmother, that I've been trying out. And I've got these gummies. They're not THC. They're HHC. It's kind of like a synthetic THC thing. Very nice. Yeah.
Wasn't that a degree?
When they cross with a little blue pill.
Little blue pill. Has anyone actually tried Viagra?
No.
I was quite tempted to try, actually. See if it makes like a massive difference or out.
I tried one, it got stuck in my throat. I woke up with a stiff neck.
I put one in each eye, I looked well hard. Oh dear, oh fucking hell. Is that the best we can do for jokes? Has anyone been listening to any new music or podcasts recently? I'm sure. Dom, if we could be forgetting on Manchester Mold. There's another series of the Transmissions podcast, the Joy Division New Order jobby.
Yes, I found out, and I can't actually remember if I listened to the first one or not, so I've downloaded them all.
Good one, yeah.
I fully intend to listen to them. I've been listening to the Osbournes, they're quite funny.
The Osbournes podcast, right, okay.
They did it, and then there's no episode for 6 years, but obviously because of me playing catch-up, it's just like jumped straight to it.
All right.
And I've been listening I've not really been doing many podcasts, but the only other one I've been listening to, apart from ours, obviously, is the Richard Osman one.
With Marina Hyde. I really like that. I got into that after seeing some clips on TikTok, and then I got the actual, I subscribed to the podcast. It's really good. I was listening to that.
I did exactly the same. I saw clips and then thought, why am I wasting time watching these clips when I can just download the podcast?
There's a new episode of Sizzletown out the other day, which is good. Brian and Roger. What else have I been listening to? Oh, good old Stu Buckland and Swinging on the Flippity Flop. That's good, that, actually.
They're good.
Yeah.
What else? Here Comes the Guillotine. I've been listening to that.
Oh, Frankie, yes. Boyle. Yeah, yeah. I've got that one. Here Comes the Guillotine. I'll tell you, another one to get, if you like that, is Sloss and Humphreys. Daniel Sloss and someone else.
Barry Humphreys.
Barry Humphreys. Yeah, that's pretty good. What's this one I've subscribed to? I can't remember why. We've got the chocolates. I can't remember. Did that when I was stoned, more than likely. Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast, that's pretty good as well. I like that. Good old Bill Burr.
That's all right, yeah.
And I still listen to that Dr. Carl
Ladies.
One. That's, I still listen to that Dr. Carl one that you got me to years ago, Kat. That's good, that.
Yeah, Yeah, I've listened to that for ages, but yeah, that is, I used to listen to that at work on the radio when I wasn't supposed to be listening to the radio. But, Thursdays, 11 o'clock, they have a science hour with Dr. Carl.
Yeah, it's good. Don, this will make you laugh. I was chatting to my mate Paul, Manchester Paul Gill, and they're saying that, I found out with horror the other week doing a podcast that, my mate Dom doesn't like the fall. And he was like, but you told me he's a Mancunian. I said, yeah, I know. It's shocking, isn't it? And I had a little chuckle there.
What does he know about Manchester? It's not as if he's written a book or anything like that.
Bless him.
I just downloaded, seeing videos and then realised it's a podcast and stopped watching the videos. I can't remember what it's called, but it's Mark Calloway, The Undertaker from WWF. Old days of it. So obviously when I was into it. But they're pretty interesting. It's all like behind the scenes sort of thing.
So I'm looking forward. Nice. I got a new audio book the other day. It's Viv Albertine. She was the guitarist in punk band The Slits. And her autobiography, was it Close, 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 Boys, 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 something, I can't remember the name of it now. That's embarrassing. But it is an extremely good book. And I got an audio book of Weird Sisters as well, Carol Pratchett.
Oh, I can't be a bit of Pratchett.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because I did the Hitchhikers recently, then Red Dwarf, then I thought, I'll go through some Pratchett. I do like my audio books, getting a bit lazy as I get old. There you go. Who would have thunk it, eh?
Yeah. But how would anyone know?
What?
If you got lazy.
Oh, you cheeky fucker. How very dare you. Yeah.
Look at that. Is that sloth dead? Poke it with a stick. I can't tell. Is it harder?
It's a hard one. Well, that narrows it down a bit, but it still could be alive.
Oh, dear.
I've just finished The Walking Dead, the whole fucking series of it.
What, the TV series, comic series?
I've got the, somewhere, I've got the Walking Dead Compendium number one, the first one. But no, the TV series, I've just finished the...
Oh. Is the comic series still going?
I've no idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
Does what's his face, Rick, die in the TV series?
No.
No? Oh, right, okay.
He doesn't lose his arm either, which he does in the comic, which really pissed me off when it didn't happen. And then that kind of is at the same time when they're at the prison, and that got boring as fuck. So that's when I stopped watching it originally.
Oh, what have I been watching? The new series of The Boys.
Oh, yeah, you keep saying about that.
Fucking diabolical. Yeah. I do love Carl Urban. He's very good. it's just the way he says it in that sort of faux sort of Aussie Cockney accent. That is fucking diabolical, that.
He's not just trying to be Cockney, but he's Australian, so it comes out as Australian Cockney.
I think he's overly affecting the voice, but it's very good. He is good. He's a really good actor, actually. I mean, he's brilliant in Dread.
Yeah, that was good.
It was good, wasn't it? Yeah.
I was hoping they'd make a Netflix series of that. There was talk about that for a while, but it's
fucking fell on its head. Well, it didn't get enough fucking money. There weren't enough boxes ticked on the Excel spreadsheet or something. Fucking.
Yeah.
There's a new Star Wars TV series that's supposed to be pretty good. It was called Acolyte, I think. That's.
He's still milking that fucking dead cow.
Well, he's not. George Lucas has actually sold it all to Disney, isn't he? For rather lots of money.
They're flogging that thing.
Yeah.
I think you got $2 billion for that.
$2 billion? Blimey.
Yeah.
That's quite a lot of money.
It is. They made it back on the first film that they made afterwards. So.
Fair. Everyone. Are there any decent films coming out? Deadpool's going to be out soon. Deadpool and Wolverine. Yeah. That shall be most excellent.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Remind me, I've got to finish watching Deadpool 2. I keep starting movies and I'm like, oh, what's this tonight? And then half an hour in, like, oh, fuck this, I'm going to do something else. What? And then they go back to it. So.
Well, there's two versions of that film to get. There's the normal one, and then there's slightly more censored version. But the thing is that the censored bits, they've put like little mini sort of breakout sketches in. And I think it's actually funnier than the normal version of the film. Yeah, it's really good. Ryan Reynolds.
It's a good idea to get you to watch it, isn't it? Because otherwise you just completely dismiss it. It's pointless. But if there's different content in there, then it's worth a watch.
There's different content in DD. Did anyone watch any of the Glastonbury coverage?
I've not watched any of it. I'm fully intend to, but I'm just not there.
Oh, man. PJ Harvey was fucking brilliant. And I think the National won it, or was that from another gig? That's a band I've got into recently. I know they've been going for ages now, but the National, they're really good.
I've seen fuck all Glastonbury. That was on last week when we were talking.
Was it?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah, it was because Coldplay was on the telly as we were recording.
Oh, fucking Coldplay can eat the corn out of my shit, I tell you. And then use it as lube.
Bloody hell.
Oh, so I've got...
It's fucking cold and fuck off.
Yeah, well, yeah, you've got to stop mixing with people who have AIDS all the time, Kat.
Yeah, and it's got to be bad AIDS.
But just walk around in a
hazmat
suit. People
looking forward to the podcast, though.
Oh, dear. So what have you two got planned for the 500th show? Are you going to wear a smashing blouse or something?
Yeah.
No, we're going to boycott. Boycott, divestment and sanction. That's it.
Actually, let's all boycott it. We'll turn up, set the tape running, and then just go and then just fuck off, innit?
Maybe the 500.
Get rid of the last listener. If we put out the show 500 and it's got nothing on it apart from just an hour of fucking silence, or the intro music, and then the outro music an hour later.
That'd be a good idea.
That wouldn't be bad, but I'm thinking what we should do is we should pick an hour episode of something and all three of us just watch it, and then we'll send all the audio to you, Davian, and then you can sort of like chop and pop them together.
That would be good.
The Ray comment on stuff. I don't know what we could watch, but... It'd be dull.
I thought before that we could have... we could do a director's commentary or something, because I think it'd be proper good. It wouldn't be that difficult to arrange, actually. Do you guys all have Amazon accounts?
Yes.
Yeah, because you could do watch parties on Amazon, can't you?
Oh, so you're all watching at the same time, sort of
thing. Yeah, we could do that and try and pick not a film with very litigious people in would probably be a good idea. Oh, we could watch a Serbian film. There you go.
That sounds
good. Your favourite date night film.
Jesus.
Dear oh dear, yeah. Ah. I'm going to buy some steak tomorrow. My my boy Tom, he's got his mate over for a sleepover and have like rid the northern hemisphere of pizza and fucking Dr. Pepper now, and they want a barbecue tomorrow for the British Grand Prix. Oh my word! Did you say? Well, I don't suppose you did, but the qualifying early on was fantastic. You got three Brits on the first three places. Got to Hamilton, Russell and Lando Norris, my personal fave. And then old Max Verwanker, he's in fourth. Bringing up to rear. That should be a really good race. I'd dearly love Lando Norris to win it. I like him. He's a nice lad. He hasn't quite got the same hard killer instinct that, say, Verstappen or Sir Lewis Hamilton has, but he's an incredibly talented driver. I like him. I'm not so keen on George Russell, though. Oh, sorry, go on, mate.
Did you see that link I sent you where you can drive a Formula car around Silverstone?
Yeah, yeah.
You pay a couple hundred pounds and you get some old car.
Yeah.
And they let you rattle around for an hour.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. And I said to Tom, when he hits 18, he can have a go at that as well. That'd be great.
Please video it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're going to do, there's an F1 karting experience in London. It's not really F1. It's all branded as F1 and they're electric karts, but they've got sort of a fake DRS buttons, like where you press in, you get a little boost and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like good fun. So we might beg, borrow, steal a couple of GoPros and, put it on our helmets and try not to do a Schumacher ski special. And just film some hot karting action.
Four.
Yeah, four indeed. This is what they want.
It'll be better than the real thing, let's be honest.
Oh, shut up, you perf.
I watched a clip or a video show on some fucking channel the other day. Didn't Verstappen have a 28-second lead, but he wanted the extra point from having the fastest lap, so he pitted just to get soft tyres on to go out and then do it, and he still won.
Yeah, I think that was one of the races. Yeah, yeah.
What's the point of everyone else doing it if he can drop down to a 3-second lead and then still win the race after pitting unnecessarily? Then really, what's the point?
Well, fucking competition is sport, isn't it? And don't just give up because some other cunt's winning. You think, right? Fuck that cunt.
No, if everyone had the same car, the same money, the same everything, then that would be the case, but clearly it's not the case with Formula One. Yeah. It never has been.
Oh, I'm granddad, fucking hell.
Yeah, if you were into what's the DTMs, the German touring cars, or whatever the equivalent is, if you were into that, but everyone's got exactly the same and they've got ballast on, so they all even weigh the same, then it's completely down to driver skill. But Formula One's just down to who's got the most money and doesn't fuck up on a corner.
Not always, mate. I mean, it can be. I'll give you that. But, yeah, not all the time. Poof face.
German touring car racing sort of like horse racing where they go, oh, this horse is a bit fast. You get to carry more weight. Oh, you get a fatter jockey. You've got to carry Dom.
Yeah.
He's fucking 7 feet tall. And fucking imagine the poor horse.
You say that, but Dom was actually thinking of entering the Grand National this year, weren't you, mate?
Well, you say entering Grand National. What I actually said to you was I'm going to find a winner who won the Grand National and enter him.
Oh, sorry, my mistake. God bless you. God bless you. I got that wrong. Oh, dear.
Yeah. It's just, that was secret fucking bestiality, and you turned it into a fucking topic on the podcast. Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Well, sorry. Sorry, it's because I can't speak. I told you. So like, and any sounds that you hear are products of your deranged imagination.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Don't be so bored, Joyzy. Go on.
Yeah. I was going to enter a triathlon, so because I thought the Grand National was a bit rubbish.
Oh, right. So you thought you'd won up that.
Yeah. No, it's not that great. So I thought, ride and swim. And what's the other one they do? Run. Yeah. No, actually, fuck it. I'm not going to do that. That's it. That sounds like hard work. I might watch one on TV once. Actually, no, that sounds boring too. I won't fucking bother with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right and stuff. I don't really have time for any of that. I'm too busy with that new sport where you jump out of airplanes and it's who can tie the most weights to their cock on the way down.
I tried that once. It's boring.
You've got to jump out of the plane, though.
And
cock can drop 40,000 feet, and you're still in the plane.
Well, nobody's long the string has to be. I tied all the weights to my cock and then used the 10,000-meter length of rope. I was absolutely fine. There's no there's no tearing, there's no ligatures being ripped open. It was absolutely fine. I mean, I then got dragged over to France, but that's by the by.
France, well, yeah.
Oh, sorry, France.
Thank you for speaking properly. See, Kay can speak properly sometimes when he concentrates and uses his words.
So racist. So
oh. Anyone been... Oh, fucking hell, what was I going to say? Yeah, comedians. Anyone picked up on any new comedians recently? I feel the need to get into someone new. Hey, make of that what you will. I mean, yeah, I know I'm going to see Jason Nick this year, but I need to discover a new comedian, I think. I quite like that Troy Hawk, the guy that walks around giving compliments to people. He's good. It's,
yeah, he's good.
And then that, I think we were talking about him the other week, weren't we? The Jeff Innocent.
Is that the guy with the brother who's got Downs?
No, we've not spoken about him. Jeff Innocent, he's this guy who basically, he looks like this like racist skinhead thug, but like he's proper like lefty. In fact, I think we've got a bit of, yeah, here we go.
I'm not actually racist, by the way. Just look hugely fucking racist. I'm not showing off, but I'm probably the most racist-looking comedian on the entire comedy circuit in this price range. Wherever I wear, I look racist. There's no escape for me. I could be standing here wearing a sari and a turban. I'd still look fucking racist, you know that?
He is very good, actually. Yeah, there you go, boys and girls. Have a look at Jeff Innocent. He's very good because his...
I'd seen some of his stuff before and it's pretty good.
Ah, right, continue. Yeah. Yeah, he's going on about his black wife and there's something about her walking out of the house. No, she walked out without a wallet or something, a purse, and he ran after with and of course everyone thought he was like trying to mug her or something. But yeah. funny chap indeed.
As a comedian, I've seen a bit of Mark Normand. Some of his stuff is pretty funny.
Mark Normand.
That's it.
Normand. Oh, look, I was typing that in YouTube and the first thing it comes up with, Mark Normand escorted off stage.
Oh.
Angry activists calls comic piece of shit, Mark Normand. Oh, blimey. Oh.
Was that a boo over there? What was that? Indeed, you piece of shit. What's that?
I said, indeed, you piece of shit.
We love you, Mark.
Wait, what did I do?
Fucking supporting prostitution. You know the sex trafficking, right?
Oh, for fuck. So people go to a comedy club just wanting to get outraged by something, don't they? Or there's one topic that they don't like, so they don't decide, oh, fuck's sake.
Everything's hilarious and funny and you're able to joke about it, except this one thing that I really don't like because my uncle's got this disease or my cat got murdered by a dog or something.
Jim Jeffries does a good bit about that when he's I can't remember what he was talking about. And someone got angry. He's like, hang on, I was just talking about a Muslim guy getting shot a minute ago, and that, you were fine with that.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, yeah, that's right. Yes, you were. I did laugh at that.
Yeah, I think Ricky Gervais is as well. It's like, you either laugh at everything or you laugh at nothing because something's offensive to somebody if they choose to be offended by it.
Yes, indeedy. It's getting near the witching hour, gentlemen. What are we up to next week?
Well, I don't. The settlement for the house we're buying was supposed to be on Monday, but it's not going ahead, so I've got to wait an extra week.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Yep. Is this because of the people who won't move out or something?
Yeah, they're still in the fucking house, but apparently they're moving out next Friday. They found somewhere to live. I don't know what fucking cardboard box under a bridge they're moving into. Top but on. I neither know nor care. So, apparently they found something. And yeah, we're doing the settlement on the following Monday, so the 15th. So hopefully we'll have the money that we made from selling our house would just be fucking disappearing into the new house, which we will then promptly knock over and get the loan to building.
Now,
can then pay off.
In your new house, is there going to be a cat room or a man cave or whatever the trendy phrase is these days?
I don't know. No, probably not. There'll be a room where I've got some guitar amps and shit like that. But
Right, okay. So possibly a room you could podcast from.
Yes, possibly.
Possibly.
The first plan we came up with, we were looking at to build. I was like, okay, this has got pretty much everything. And it's got a fucking very high number attached to it. I thought, do I really want to be paying this off fucking for the next eon? So rather than getting fucked by a mortgage, we thought, no, let's just build something smaller and more sensible so we can pay it off. Well, for calculation, we'll be able to pay it off in 10 years.
Right, okay, that's not bad going then.
24. Yeah, so
when you
because of where my... when where my wife works, they do a lot of trading and shit and stuff like that. So she'll be getting some tips. Obviously not insider.
Beat me to it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so
just a tip.
We should be able to make some more extra cash from that and have it paid off in 10 years, roughly.
All right. No. Oh, you homeowner-tory bastard. Yeah. That's very groovy.
Yeah, I know.
Bricks and mortar, mate. I've got to put your money in bricks and mortar.
Yeah.
Your son's about to be a famous fucking director and you're buying your own house. What's that about? Should we get him?
Yeah, I know.
Paying back for all the fucking food and keep you've had for like the last 8 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, fucking. It starts on Netflix series 3 of what's it called? Fucking Heartbreak High soon.
Heartbreak High.
Oh,
right.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's had to rewatch the first two series. I don't know how many times, so he's got to continue with the theme and stuff. I said, "Why don't you just go all Tarantino in the last series?" And he's like, "Oh, no, I can't. I'll get fired."
Yeah. Oh dear. Oh, the temptation.
Someone's poisoned them, and they've shot them, and they've stabbed someone in the neck, and oh.
Yeah, it's changed.
Can stand off somewhere.
Heartbreak Eye back in the 90s is a different kettle of fish to what the Heartbreak Eye of today day is.
I've not seen any of them. I bet they're dreadful.
Yeah, I've not seen any of them either.
Yeah, it's obvious time, and even
it's obvious time.
It wasn't for a 20-odd-year-old guy. It was probably for fucking teenage girls, but I loved it. So.
Jesus. Right, okay.
I loved Heartbreak Eye. Needs to bring back. I tell you what he needs to do. And I've not seen all of series 2 yet, so I'm assuming it hasn't happened anyway.
Who needs to suck my fucking Corey? Sorry?
There's a character called Rivers in the first series who falls in love with a teacher called Sam, and then.
Ooh.
Yeah, she ends up getting. She has to leave because it's a bit illegal and stuff like that.
Fucking right in the pussy!
Yeah.
Rivers in the new series, and I'm in series 1 because his son is. His son? His offspring is one of the main characters. So I'd like to see a story where Sam comes back into it and Rivers gets back with her.
Okay.
So right. I'll have to do that.
Want it to turn into a lesbian sex fantasy, really, don't you?
And I just want Sam to come back in it because I thought she was dead nice. And she rode a Yamaha Virago 535, and I always wanted one of those bikes.
A Yamaha what?
Yamaha Virago 535.
Bless you. Oh, I have fun editing that little bit.
Rubbish, this.
Well, yes.
Fisting gammon.
Fisting gammon. Oh, yeah, that's right. Dear listeners, that's all you're going to get. If you want any more of this episode, you're going to have to sign up to our Patreon, pooch your ass, at penisland.com. So please point your browsers there and go fuck yourselves. Anything else to say, guys?
Yeah, I've got an idea.
Oh, go on.
Why don't we do a Patreon? But instead of having an extended show, we have a shorter show, so we cut out all the crap and all the wittering and all the bollocks and just have it down to like...
So it'd just be the theme tunes then, really. The theme tunes and the intro.
And then the outro, and then goodbye.
Yeah, yes, it seems like a perfectly feasible thing. Dear listeners, if you do have any ideas, by and large, keep them to yourself because they're normally shit, but if you get desperate, then, yeah, send them to us by some means. We've got an email address or something probably, haven't we? Don't care.
Just write it in a letter and then shove it in a pigeon and throw it out the window.
Yep. Yeah. Pull your foreskin over your head and fart up your bum.
Strange times. We're living in strange times. Strange times. Go fuck yourselves.